Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, we talk with Paul Enos of the Nevada Trucking Association about when toilet paper is going to be back in your store. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail, we help it grow, and we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Chan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Chan.
I am back on Nevada Newsmakers. We're taping this morning of Monday, March 16th, and I'm joined by Paul Enos. He's the CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association. Pleasure to have you on the program. Always not in such good circumstances today. Tell us the latest, will you?
So, here's the latest. On Friday, when the president issued our emergency declaration, one of the pieces of that was suspending a truck driver's hours of service. The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration did that. They came out later that night with exactly what types of loads are going to be exempted from those hours of service.
All right, and what that means in real terms.
So here's what it means. So every day, a truck driver has a clock. They've got a 14-hour on-duty clock, and they've got an 11-hour drive time clock. What we have seen over the past couple of weeks is, because of the panic buying, we have seen longer waits at facilities, both manufacturers, warehouses, distributors, where truck drivers go and they pick up all those goods to bring into our grocery stores. So what we have seen are those waits increase to over 6.5 hours nationally, almost 6.5 hours nationally, I think 320 minutes.
What would they normally be?
So, you know, normally you're waiting maybe, you know, an hour, 2 hours, or not an hour, 2 hours usually. So, I mean, to see it go up to 6 hours when you're looking at that 14-hour clock, that can hamper a driver's ability to go there and get all the things that we need into our grocery stores.
In that time frame.
And
that's why the government has expanded that. It's not making things more dangerous on the roads.
So here's what it says.
It's merely a thing to get the goods out there.
You're 100% right. So what it says is for medicine, for testing and diagnostic kits for COVID-19, for things that promote community health, cleaners, hand sanitizers, masks, for food to restock grocery stores, for temporary housing for folks who may be under quarantine, and then for the passenger transport of both those patients and medical professionals, they have suspended hours of service rules. So let's talk about food, because that's the one that, you know, we've seen a little bit of a run on. The supply chain is still intact. Folks don't have to worry about not being able to get food in the next few weeks because we do have plenty. You can go out there, you can shop. What is causing an issue is all of this panic buying when folks are going out and buying 3, 4, 5 times what they normally would. That's where we're seeing the strain on the supply chain. So I just want to assure folks with these hours of service rules, truckers are still working. There is an equivalent level of safety that is required. So if a truck driver says, I'm feeling tired, they're required to have 10 hours off. So they're still in charge. They know how they're feeling. If they're feeling fatigued, we're going to take them off the road. Because as always, Sam, safety is paramount for our industry. It's something that we strive to do every day. So this is not going to decrease safety. I will just ask everybody out there who's sharing the road with our trucks, let's just, you know, give everybody a little more room. Let's be more patient. I hate seeing accidents. I loved it when I turned on the radio today and heard on KOH their traffic. There's no area incidents, which is good, because the last thing you want to do right now is be in an accident and have to go to a hospital or emergency room and overwhelm an already strained situation there. So, you know, we'll just ask people, hey, take a little more time. Be cognizant of what you're buying at the stores. Buy what you need, but know, and we heard this from the president, the vice president, we heard this from the large retailers across this country, the stores are gonna remain open. So don't feel like you have to go out there and panic buy and get as much as you need for an entire quarantine period, because the supply chain is still working. We're still out there. We have seen volumes go up like crazy. And, you know, I think it's because of what we've seen on the media, you know, with everybody out there, you know, buying as much as they can. You know, we've seen a run on toilet paper, on hand sanitizer, on all of those things. I know some stores are now limiting those, so we're not going to run out. You know, that's another thing. We all need these supplies. You know, we all need bleach. We all need cold medicine. We all need toilet paper. We need these supplies. So, you know, just, you know, as a good neighbor, good citizen, just buy what you need for the time being.
Well, and that's really the point here, which is don't buy for the next 6 months. What the suggestion has been is buy what you would normally buy for a 2-week period. That's more than enough. There is no shortage of any of these products. That's the whole thing that's confusing, I think, the public and why they're buying, because they're seeing other people loading up.
Sure.
And they think, oh my goodness, then I better load up too. And that's what's causing these shortages. There is no shortage of toilet paper in this country.
No,
there's no
shortage
of food.
The reality with toilet paper, I mean, there's not like a busy season for toilet paper. So, I mean, toilet paper is fairly consistent. Those factories, you know, are already running 24/7. We saw a line in Pennsylvania at a Procter & Gamble facility last week, a line of trucks 2.5 miles long trying to get in there because there were so many orders for grocery stores when those products ran out. And, you know, a lot of it is because people are panicking and buying way more than they need. Buy what you need for now. Know that those stores are going to be open. Know that the trucks are moving. And we're going to have those shelves restocked. I mean, that's one of the amazing things about the private sector and our supply chain. We do an amazing job. You know, you look at natural disasters that occur, hurricanes and tornadoes. It is the Home Depots and the Lowe's and the Walmarts and then their motor carrier, their trucking company partners that are able to position all of those things that our first responders need to recover and rebuild.
And that's one of the things that's interesting about this, because with a natural disaster, unless it's an earthquake, but if it's something that we can see coming like a hurricane, then all of those companies that you mentioned all have everything positioned within driving range to be able to get to those places within 24, 48 hours. In this situation, because it was panic buying, people thinking they needed to get this, that's what caused the shortages. It wasn't we didn't have the supplies. It was that people just bought way more than they needed to.
Very true. No, that's exactly what happened. I had somebody ask me, when are the shelves going to look normal again? And it's like, well, when we all go back into our normal buying habits. I mean, this is akin to a Christmas season. And usually, Christmas season, retailers, trucking companies, they're getting ready for the Christmas season in August. You know, this was Christmas season buying in early March. So, you know, it makes it a little more difficult. But once again, we have the ability, we have the supply, we have relief on hours of service rules from the federal government to be able to do everything we need to do for you and I to be able to sustain ourselves and our families.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with more with Paul Enos right after this.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Paul Enos, the CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association. And for those that may have just missed the first segment, just reiterate what you said about, the trucking is moving and there's no reason to panic.
That's right. The supply chain is moving. We are operating. Hey, we've seen a run on a lot of products. So week before last, there was a run on bottled water. You know, it was very difficult to find bottled water.
Which,
in
by the way, makes no sense when in Nevada, neither the Southern Nevada Water Authority or TUMWA has said there's any issue with the water supply.
Well, and I think it's just something that folks do when they panic. I mean, what are those things that you need? What are those basic essentials? And we saw it with water. We saw it with toilet paper. Then the end of last week, typically, Sam, warehouses keep an inventory of about a month and a half in queue to be able to go to the stores. What we saw, particularly for sugar, salt, flour, rice, those dry goods, there was a run on those, and we saw those month and a half inventories be depleted in 4 days. So we had those trucking companies that were serving the grocery stores, you know, they saw a big surge last week. One company had a 20% surge last week in moving all those dry goods around Southern Nevada, Northern Arizona, Southern Utah, because folks were going out and saying, hey, we may be holed up. We're going to buy a bunch of this stuff. Then we started to see a run on canned goods, then frozen goods, then meat. You know, it's been interesting, Sam, just watching how the shutdown in China has impacted the economy. You know, one of the things that we saw was a shortage of cold storage space because we had so much beef and pork that wasn't being exported into China because of the coronavirus, COVID-19, that we were running out of, we were running out of room. So there is plenty of food. We have plenty of meat. We have plenty of cheese. The products aren't running out.
And we don't have a 2-week supply. We have a year supply.
I mean, truly,
for people that are listening to this and watching this, I hope that they understand that this country has huge supplies of all these things, and there is no reason to go to the store and buy vast quantities. Look around at the other people in the store. If you see a senior citizen trying to load up their basket and you've got 3 times as much as you should be carrying and they're not getting anything they need, you need to slow down and help these folks out.
Yeah, very true. And I mean, I think, hey, this is a time to be neighborly. This is the time to, you know, be a little more patient, to help folks out. You know, I went into a Raley's to, you know, grab some oranges and booze. My wife was out of Tito's on Friday night. I thought, we better get this if we're gonna ride this thing out. And the poor checker there, the cashier. I mean, all the folks were there. They were doing their best to get all the shelves stocked. This was, you know, 10:30 on a Friday night. You know, it's a little harried. So I just, you know, I think we all, and I personally want to express my gratitude for everybody on the supply chain, from those folks, you know, who are working in the factories, who are working in the warehouses, the truck drivers that are moving those goods into our grocery stores, into our pharmacies, the folks that are stocking the shelves, the cashiers, the janitors that are cleaning the stores. I think we are seeing stores now limit their hours, cut their hours back, because it is difficult for them to unload all the trucks and get everything back on the shelves because of this panic buying.
And also all the cleaning that they're doing.
And all the cleaning.
They're all going above and beyond. And it wasn't that the stores were dirty, but they are going above and beyond. You go to any store and you're going to find hand sanitizer stations all over the place.
Sam, I kind of love this, you know, from my standpoint. I mean, I'm a bit of a clean freak at the gym. You know, I'm always wiping my stuff down. And it's kind of fun to see now everybody's wiping their stuff down at the gym. Everybody is using hand sanitizer. Everybody's washing their hands. So, you know, this actually could be beneficial in the long run in terms of public health, where we are going to see less viruses transmitted, people, you know, adopting better habits, you know, in terms of hand washing. And, you know, I think that ultimately, hey, we're going through a tough time right now. But, you know, I'm ever the optimist that we're going to come out of this stronger and smarter.
Oh, listen, there's, you know, as far as I'm concerned, and maybe I've just lived long enough, but, you know, we went through 2 world wars. We went through Vietnam. We went through 9/11. We went through the financial crisis. We're going to get through this. We've been through, it's a virus. It is something that we will be able to deal with. The main reason, according to Governor Cuomo, who was on 60 Minutes last night, was that the reason to quarantine is not that you're going to stop this virus, but you're going to slow it down, that you're not going to end up with hospitals overwhelmed with the amount of people coming in. And so that's the reason that this is going on. It's not that we're all going to die. That is not the case. But people just need to calm down and do things in a realistic fashion. There is no reason to panic. Let's take another break. We'll come back with more with Paulie and us after this.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me?
I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. And a lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Paul Enos. We're taping this on Monday morning, March 16th. He's the CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association. Tell me about what's going on at the Port of Los Angeles, because this is the biggest port, has the most trucks there bringing goods in. How are things going there?
So we saw a huge drop in volume at the Port of Los Angeles because of the coronavirus in China. You know, usually Chinese New Year, you have about a 2-week lull because they shut down everything. They shut down manufacturing. We saw actually, and I'm, you know, Sam, if you gave me a second, I could go in the office, look at my computer and give you the exact numbers. But we did see those numbers drop a lot more this year from their trough last year. So Los Angeles usually is a market that is not expensive to come out of because you can always get a load. I mean, Los Angeles, LA, Long Beach, Ontario, that's a huge place for distribution. Usually one of the largest places in terms of both inbound and outbound freight in the country. That has changed. I mean, it was crazy last week to see Allentown, Pennsylvania actually have more outbound freight than the Port of Long Beach, LA Long Beach. Part of the reason is because, once again, that Procter & Gamble toilet paper factory that supplies toilet paper for the East Coast is there in Pennsylvania. So, you know, it's been just a little nuts to see how this has affected markets.
One thing I wanted to confirm from you was a story I saw that was talking about refrigeration trucks, which obviously are very important in moving food, that even in places where roads are shut down because of quarantine, my understanding is that refrigerated trucks will be able to go through. There is no reason to be concerned about that. Is that correct?
Yes. And, you know, once again, we heard this yesterday from the president, from the vice president, from all of the retailers. And this is, you know, when you look at those hours of service suspensions, food is listed right there. So yes, we're still gonna have food. Those trucks are still moving. They're gonna be moving at an equivalent level of safety as they would be under the hours of service rules. So, you know, just once again, don't panic. Please give our drivers room. And I just want to say thank you to, you know, all our truck drivers, all the men and women in the private sector supply chain that do make our modern life possible. I hate these kind of crises. You know, it's, you know, we're all a little on edge, you know, questioning what's going to happen. How are things going to look in the next few weeks, months, next year? But to me, it's also important to just see how much we rely on each other, you know, how we rely on that supply chain. And I'll tell you what, I feel tremendously better having the private sector in partnership with our government to address this crisis.
Tell us briefly, we got about a minute left, what your weekend was like this past weekend. How many calls were you on?
So I counted on Friday. I just said, okay, I'm going to count how many phone calls I have on Friday. From about 6:30 in the morning until 9:30 at night, I had 86 different phone calls, you know, with a myriad of different folks, you know, my members, other private sector partners, trade associations. We all work together with each other. you know, calls from the medical association about, hey, can we get testing kits to the lab? Calls from the chambers, the retail association, and that continued into this weekend. Was on the phone with the chair of the Clark County Commission, Marilyn Kirkpatrick, did a press conference yesterday with one of my members, Vice President of Safety and Risk Management. Dave Brower did a phenomenal job talking about the supply chain and how they are keeping it running and, you know, just trying to allay a lot of the fears that folks have. So yeah, it's been a little bit of a crazy weekend letting our membership know about the hours of service suspensions and exactly what they cover. But we are, you know, once again, the trucks are rolling, we're moving, we're doing it as we do every day safely, and want to make sure that, you know, here in Nevada, 92% of all of our freight is moved by truck. That just want to give people that confidence that those trucks are going to continue to move.
And please don't panic. Buy what you need for the next couple of weeks, and everything will be fine. Paulinos, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Sam. Appreciate it, buddy.
And we'll be
right
back.
Do we do an elbow bump?
We'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.